purify the particular, many, many negative things we did, but in particular to purify the negative imprints or the karma of denying the value of spiritual training. You know, in the past, maybe you remember in this life, but certainly in our previous lives, many times we have actively denied the value of spiritual training. And this, although it's not functioning right now, it's not we're not actively denying right now, hopefully we're not actively denying, we still have the imprints of these karmas in our mind. And these cause us so many problems. So many problems. Here, I'll read from oral instructions. Geshe-la tells us, what is the problem with these imprints? He says, he talks about animals, first of all. He says, as a result of the non-virtuous action of rejecting the value of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha in previous lives, animals have no opportunity to listen to or to practice Dharma. So we normally think the reason animals can't practice Dharma or hear Dharma is because they're animals. That's not true. That's not true. The reason is because they have this massive obstruction of the imprints of the of denying or rejecting spiritual training, Buddha's teachings. That's their reason they can't understand Dharma. So, although we humans have such an opportunity, in other words, we don't have so much of that negativity, we do have some. Although we humans have such an opportunity to practice Dharma, to listen to Dharma, the vast majority of us have no interest in Dharma. Is that true? Look around the world. The vast majority of human beings have no interest in Dharma. Of course it's true. It's obvious, isn't it? Is it because they don't know about Dharma? They've never heard about it? No, of course not. We do many things to advertise, don't we? To tell people, hey, here we are, we're Buddhists, you know, come and listen to us. Come and listen to Buddha's teachings. But no, people have no interest. For those who do have some interest, when they listen to Dharma teachings, they experience difficulty in understanding the meaning. Is this true? Yeah, you can tell. You talk to people after a Dharma teaching and say, oh, I didn't understand that at all. or I don't believe, or something. Negativity coming. When they contemplate Dharma, they do not develop joy. And when they meditate on Dharma, they do not develop any realizations. They experience so many outer and inner obstacles. So, they are not able to practice Dharma purely. These are also the results of non-virtuous actions, of rejecting the value of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha in their previous lives. So we have these, we can't pretend that we don't have them. If we didn't have any of these imprints, understanding Dharma, practicing Dharma, having faith in Dharma, having the intention to practice 24/7, this will be easy for us. But we have these particular specific obstacles, these inner obstacles of these imprints. So we need to purify them. How? How do we purify? He says, Geshe-la says here, these non-virtuous actions are the main causes of all of our suffering in this life and our countless future lives. So this is non-virtuous actions in general. And especially, they are the main obstacles to attaining Dharma realizations, these imprints. Therefore, we definitely need to purify them through purification practice. Buddha taught many different methods to purify non-virtuous actions. So every week I get requests from people, can you please tell me how can I purify my negative karma? It's very easy. Buddha taught many different methods to purify non-virtuous actions, downfalls, broken commitment, but the supreme method is the practice and meditation, the practice of meditation and recitation of Buddha Vajrasattva. This practice is a scientific method to purify our mind and to transform it from an impure mind into a pure mind. That's beautiful. Vajrasattva practice is very simple. All we need to do is to visualize Buddha Vajrasattva in the space before us, or on our crown, or in our heart. You know, we develop strong regret for the negative actions that we've created in the past. We go for refuge to Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. We generate bodhicitta motivation. We then apply the opponent force by reciting Vajrasattva's mantra. We can recite the long mantra or the short mantra. And then finally, after we've engaged in various amount of mantra recitation, we then make a promise that we will at least try to prevent ourselves from engaging in these negative actions in the future, and then we dedicate our merit. It's very simple, actually. We don't need to have an empowerment. If we have an empowerment, that's wonderful. You should try and receive an empowerment. This gives special power to your practice of purification. But if you don't have that, it doesn't matter. You can simply do that visualization. Buddha Vajrasattva is white in color, you know, is the same person as Buddha Vajradhara, same person as Buddha Vajrapani, but he's white in color. You can see, imagine him on the crown of your head. Just roughly believe he's there. Generate regret for your negative actions. Rely on Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Go for refuge and then recite the mantra. And then finally use the fourth power, the power of the promise, promising to try to prevent creating these obstructions in the future. Yeah. In other words, say, I will increase my faith. I will stop denying the value of spiritual practice like this. So purification, not difficult, not complicated at all, actually. It's just something we could, personally, I do every day. I do some purification practice every day, some Vajrasattva practice. Many days a week I try to do the confession practice of the 35 Buddhas with prostrations every day. Clean myself every day. Not enough just to have a shower every day. I need to clean myself. I need to clean my negativities every day until they're all gone.